Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Geox Group First Quarter 2010 Results Conference Call. The call is chaired by Geox Chairman and Founder, Mr. Mario Moretti Polegato, the CEO, Mr. Diego Bulzonello, the Corporate Managing Director, Mr. Massimo Stefanello, and the CFO, Mr. Livio Libralesso.
Good morning to everybody. Thank you to attending this conference call. As usual, here with me there are Diego Bulzonello, CEO, Massimo Stefanello, Corporate Director, and Livio Libralesso, CFO. Massimo and Livio, we started giving you a brief overview of Geox first quarter results. Diego will give you a final comment before your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and good afternoon. This is Massimo Stefanello speaking. Let me walk through the key facts of the 2010 Q1 results. Sales decreased 13% versus previous year, being euro 333 million. The DOS operation showed some signs of improvement versus January and February, but the cumulative performance of Q1 has been negative for 5.7%. Please remember that last year Q1 was still running at plus 9%, and therefore the comparison became particularly difficult. The spring-summer 10 season, which for us starts on week 8, after an encouraging month of March, faced a weak April, and at the end of week 18, last week is running at minus 2%. The EBITDA is 94 million versus 125 of the same period of previous year. The EBITDA margin is 28.1. This means a dilution of 440 basis points. The EBIT is 84 million versus 116 of previous year. The EBIT margin is therefore 25.1. This means a decrease of 520 basis points. The net income is down 26% versus last year at 54 million versus 72 of last year. Margin on sales is now 16.1%, decreasing of 270 basis points. The track record of a wise use of cash is confirmed by the amount of euro 69 million, which is significantly higher than the previous year figure of euro 23 million. The company has been able to continue its store opening plan, raising the total number to 1,015 versus 1,008 of the 2009 year-end. We have now finished the autumn-winter 10 base or initial order campaign, and the third party's component, wholesale and franchising only, after two challenging seasons, is regaining the positive territory of a small but encouraging 2% growth. Please note that this figure for the first time doesn't include the DOS orders like you are used to be reported. The bridge between the Q1 total sales of 2009 and 2010 is explained by four pieces. The expected decline of the order backlog on the third parties as per the last communication on February 26. The said amount was 12% negative out of a total order backlog at minus 7.4. The second piece is represented by the shifted sales from March to April of products belonging to the MAST collection. The third component is the negative contribution of the DOS comparable like-for-like, running, as I said, at minus 5.7%. And of course, below our expectation, factorized into the order backlog, that was, as you probably remember, plus 4%. The positive effect on the net volume on DOS. In other words, these are the sales of the store opened or closed after March 31, 2009. Again, this is below our expectation. As said in the presentation, at the end of April, we partially recovered the 13% gap. This is due to the delivery of the mass collection product, partially offset by a weak performance of the DOS and a slow reorder flow to wholesaler. We believe that at the end of first half, we remain in this range of decrease, as we still see a weak retail climate in our main market, with the exception of France and, of course, U.S. and Asia. This is also confirmed by a poor reorder flow, which could worsen the final comparison between Spring-Summer 2009 and Spring-Summer 2010 order backlog. As you know, the order backlog we are used to pass to the market doesn't include the reorder, as it's the mere comparison of the two base portfolio. Going back to the sales analysis on page two, we have the breakdown by product line, where we have the confirmation of the comments made earlier, as the impact of the postponement of deliveries has impacted the shoes on a more significant way than apparel. On page three, we have the sales breakdown by region, where we can highlight the situation of our domestic market, Italy at -9%. The disappointing performance of rest of Europe, mainly in the German-speaking countries and in the Benelux area. On the less negative side, we have France and Spain. The Americas had a negative result, also due to the action of rationalization of the DOS network, which brought to the closures of seven DOS stores of Q1 2010 versus Q1 2009. The rest of the world is again negative for 9%, with a major shortfall of the Eastern European countries we discussed deeply during previous conference about the backlog. Please turn on page four, where we have the analysis by channel. The wholesale is suffering from the decline order backlog and from the shifting of the deliveries already mentioned. The mono brand stores have been growing for a volume effect. As we said, that at and for the like-for-like component, that is, as we said, negative for 5.7. We need to point out again that the first quarter comparison base is particularly difficult. If we consider the spring-summer 10 to date, after a start in March with a flat like-for-like, we begin to see some signs of weakness after Easter, being the accumulated season to date at the end of last week equal to -2. The weather condition did not help for sure in this time frame. I would like to spend a few words about the performance of our 13 flagship, which are running at a +3% like-for-like for the spring-summer 10 season. This is a confirmation of the power of the brand in the more sophisticated shopping areas of the world. In this cluster, we are pleased about the performance of the recently opened flagship store in Milano Via Torino that is already running at more than 6,000 euro sales per square meter, gross sales, despite the presence of the nearby old store and the shop in Corso Vittorio Emanuele, which is holding its position. The percentage of apparel in this new flagship is close to 30%. This new flagship is indeed overperforming the rest of all the chain in all the usual retail metrics. In a broader respect, Via Monte Napoleone is still growing at 5%, Roma Via del Corso +6%, Paris Rue de Rivoli +7%, London Covent Garden +8%, and Madison Avenue at +31% enjoy the recovery of the consumer climate and the new management. The trend of last year is again confirmed in the current season, where we are seeing conversion rate increases of approximately 0.5 point, average selling price UPT holding their position, but traffic which is decreasing. In other words, our management has been able again to overperform the lack of participation, which is one of the major outcomes of the financial downturn. In order to articulate by country the -2 performance of Spring-Summer 10 only, which we believe is the more significant metric to discuss as of today, the major disappointment are Japan, Spain and Germany, while Italy is slightly negative and France and UK mid the single digit positive, US and Hong Kong high double digit positive. Page five, we have the chart with our monobrand network. The total number of stores on March 31st, 2010 is 1,015, of which 251 DOS. The net openings are 7, 5 DOS, 3 franchising, and minus 1 under license. Our total openings has been 29 and closure 22. I can anticipate that the forecast for the year has been lowered a bit, as our original plan of 85 net openings, 100 minus 15 closures, will be now 45-50, 85 openings and 35 closing. Let's now look at the order backlog for autumn-winter 10 we have just finished to collect. From the today's presentation, as said, we would like to start to comment the third party's portion only in order to provide the market with a more factual picture of the season ahead. As for the autumn-winter 10 season, we are seeing a little sign of that the action we have implemented to face the market change dictated by the financial downturn are starting to produce some outcomes. As a matter of fact, the third party's component is growing of 2% versus the same season of previous year. This is encouraging as the same metric was double-digit negative both on fall winter 09 and spring summer 10. I know that this is just a small piece of information, but we are definitely encouraged that our action in terms of merchandising, price point, margin from distribution are going to the right direction. In other words, we see that the trade, wholesaler and franchising is becoming more and more receptive of what Geox is doing in order to provide the right product with the right marketing story at the right margin. The ultimate confirmation we are looking for is, of course, the response of the consumers at the beginning of the sell-out season on next September. In order for you to complete the picture, we are communicating that DOS, like-for-like factorizing the backlog we just loaded into the system, is a low single-digit positive, and that we plan to open another few DOS by the end of the year. Let me give you some colors about the backlog. By country, we can highlight the double-digit growth of Austria, Scandinavia, and UK. UK is starting to become indeed significant. The high single growth of Iberica, Spain and Portugal, and France. And for the first time since few seasons, the fact that Germany holds the positions. Italy is marginally declining as the has a wall, but we have material increase in the franchising channel with more doors and more average orders. While North America granted a small increase, which we take just as an initial welcome message from the new management, let me highlight a very good performance from the rest of the world area with very high increase in the Far East regions and in the Middle East. The rest of the world area is now accounting for 16% of the total backlog. By product, we have reversed the trend in the shoe, which are flat, and the apparel is regaining momentum as the growth is close to 20%. Thanks for the attention. Now I hand over to Livio for the financials.
Good morning and good afternoon. This is Livio Librelesso speaking. Let's go now to page 6 to comment Geox operating and financial results. Sales, 333 million, were down 13% as already commented. The main reason are the comparison base that was quite challenging with a 5% increase last year. Wholesale channel is down as anticipated by the backlog and also for some delays on deliveries. And the DOS channel is up 5%, however, not as much as expected due to the weak like-for-like. Gross profit was equal to 168 million, 50.5% on sales. It's down 130 basis points compared to the first quarter 09. The slight reduction is mainly due to a greater use of air transportation, 3 million. This became necessary to solve some production delays caused by the longer selling action we had in November in order to give to our customer more flexibility in placing orders. Selling and distribution are substantially in line with the first quarter 2009, and I want to underline that we do not have any problem with bad receivable, thanks to our strict control on credits, which, as you know, are mostly insured. G&A expenses, they were up 340 basis points compared to last year. As usual, it's necessary to split between G&A expenses and DOS operational costs. The increase is totally due to the new opening of DOS. They were 251 at the end of March, compared to 220 at the end of the first quarter 2009. So these 31 new openings during the last 12 months explain the increase of the DOS operational expenses, mainly rent and payroll, and this increase accounts for 3 million. The remaining 1 million is due to the increase in DOS depreciation and amortization. Consequently, excluding these items, G&A expenses are in line with those of the previous years, and this means that we are keeping under control the organization and its flexibility. We plan to maintain this part of G&A under strict control also during the full year, with no increase compared to the last year, also at year end, despite some investments we plan to do in key people. Advertising and promotion was 2.4% of sales, a bit higher than the first quarter 2009. We maintain our guidance of 50 million, and consequently we will increase advertising expenditure of 10% in order to increase pressure, and also this is due to a different mix. We will use again TV campaign. Let's go to profitability. EBITDA. The EBITDA was equal to 28.1 of sales, a decrease of 440 basis points. The EBIT declined by 520 basis points. So, excluding the non-recurring effect of the air freight, 100 basis points, the dilution is totally due to our DOS network that is not performing at a satisfactory level. This is one of our key points. Income taxes. Tax rate is 34%, slightly better than our guidance of 35 for the full year 2010. Net results was 53.6 million, 16.1 on sales versus 72 last year. Flip to page 7, summary balance sheet. The picture is very healthy, totally in order. We can see that the net fixed assets remain stable, so CapEx roughly equals depreciation. The operating working capital is down 18% compared to the same period of last year, and also the invested capital is down 12%. Consequently, we are able to deliver a strong net cash position of 69 million. This means that the business model is very flexible and generate cash also when sales and profitability suffer a little bit, because we are able to tie invested capital to the level of turnover. Flip to page 8, a focus on the working capital. You can see a material improvement in our net working capital, which at the end of March was 36.1% on sales versus 39% at the end of March 2009. Inventories declined by 18%. The reason are lower raw material as a consequence of the closure of our industrial division, the stocking activity regarding previous year's season, and also a prudent approach in buying new season products. Receivable declined 5%, almost in line with the business. Payable increased by 28%. It's necessary to say that this is a timing effect. In fact, we received the spring/summer 2010 products a little bit later compared to the same period of last year. Flip to page 9, the cash flow statement. Funds from operation were 66 million. Change in working capital improved versus last year, as already seen. We invested 9 million in capital expenditure, slightly lower than last year, and mostly for the store network. At the end, the cash position was 69 million, as already commented. Let me now hand over to Mr. Diego Bolzonello, the CEO of the company, for an overview of the current scenario and the outlook for 2010.
Good morning and good afternoon to everybody. Diego Bolzonello speaking. Let me give you some final comments on what the group is doing and what we expect for this year. First of all, let me underline that we are confident by the fact that despite the decline in sales in the first quarter 2010, the group has been able to maintain the tight cost control and a prudent working capital approach. Clearly, this did not happen by chance, but has been the result of all our actions. Now, I believe that Geox, after a few difficult months, can look at the future more positively, even if I maintain a prudent approach, given that the consumer environment remains challenging. My confidence is based on a few clear pillars. First of all, for winter 2010 order backlog, that turned positive, which confirms that Geox brand is strong and that its relationship with the wholesale customers remains healthy. We were able to invert the negative trend, thanks to the important action to speed up the supply chain and to improve our products offering. Let me give you a brief recap on our main projects that I have already explained the last conference call, and interesting to recap. First of all, we are supporting our distribution network without reducing the group's gross margin. We are reorganizing all our retail network, implementing the management system by cluster, and with a new data warehouse system. We are creating multiple collection to maintain the product fresh inside the store, and we are reducing the number of SKU in the collection, which are now designed looking at the different stores cluster. We have already completed the new automated distribution center that allow us to reduce the time to market with our goods, and we introduce a never out of stock plan to increase the stock rotation in our store and reducing the slow-moving product risk. Thanks to all these and to many other small improvement taken, we are seeing a good feedback in our retail network. In particularly in, as we said already by Massimo, our most important direct operated shops, Imagemaker and Flagship, which are performing positively and also in a like-for-like basis, confirming that our brand remains highly appreciated by the retail consumer, especially where the collection is displayed at the best. In term of outlook, full year 2010, we expect in term of sales to be down mid to high single digit, assuming a prudent outlook for the direct operated shops. EBITDA margin, a dilution between 400 and 500 basis point. Now I turn to the operator for the Q&A session. Please.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session is open. You're kindly requested to ask one question at a time to allow everyone to participate. Thank you. question comes from Mr. Stefano Corneliani from Intermonte SIM. Mr. Corneliani, please proceed with your question.
Good afternoon to everybody. My first question is about your autumn-winter 2010 order intake. If you could just tell us what's the visibility on the final outcome of the orders campaign. Is the order campaign yet over and just reorder misses, or you're still collecting orders? Thank you.
Thank you for the question. Good afternoon. Yes, the base order is 100% in-house. As you know, from here to here, our reorders range from 5%-10%. There is no doubt that in the last few seasons, we have changed, and spring/summer 2010 is a good example, the way in which we collected orders. So we try to have a less front load of orders, but the biggest portion is in-house. Thank you.
Thank you.
No more questions at the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to remind you that if you want to register for your question, please press star followed by one. To cancel the reservation, press star followed by two. Thank you. Next question comes from Mr. Edward Crowley from Exane BNP Paribas. Mr. Crowley, please proceed with your question.
Hi. I would just like to have a clarification regarding what you indicated as far as the G&A expenses in Q1, the 4 million increase we've seen. My question is whether what did you indicate for the full year? You said that you were expecting the G&A expenses to be at the same level. I don't understand whether this was in terms of percentage of sales. I would just like to understand that point. Thank you.
Yes, it's necessary to split G&A between DOS expenses that will increase according to the increased number of GEOX shop, while we will be able to maintain the other G&A expenses regarding the headquarters, consultancies, payroll, and samples. We will be able to maintain these G&A expenses at the same level of last year.
Okay.
At value. Consequently, a little bit of dilution if we will deliver the guidance on the top line set by Bolzanello.
The guidance being mid- to high-single-digit negative on the top line for the full year on -400 to 500 basis points down in the EBITDA. That's right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Peter Farren. I'm sorry, sir. We lost the name of your company. Could you introduce yourself, please? Thank you.
Hi, it's Peter Farren from O'Bryan Garnier. Just a couple of questions. Firstly, can you tell us where the additional store closures will be taking place? And secondly, if you could give us an update on the gross margin guidance. I think before you were guiding towards a flat margin. Thank you.
Hello. Good afternoon. Thank you for the question. Of course, the total forecast to my previous point of store closures was in the region of 35, 37. So as we have already closed 22, my expectation is to have some additional store closures, but not that significant as it was in Q4 2009 and Q1. We believe that out of a network of 1,000+ stores, 37, 40, 35 per year are absolutely in line with the physiological life of a network. If you would like me to elaborate a bit on where we are planning three closures in Germany, the residual three stores in the U.S. that are out of East Coast, West Coast, and Florida, unfortunately, a couple in Hong Kong, which are unfortunately not due by our will, but the fact that the rent is going through the roof, the contract is expiring. They ask just the double of what we were paying before. And a couple of minor franchisees in countryside France.
Just by the.
gross margin, we maintain our guidance of a flat top margin, gross margin. This non-recurring item regarding the air freight is due to the fact that we have invested some money to be able to deliver goods respecting the due dates to some major customers in Europe regarding 500,000 pairs. And as far as the market is concerned, we have already factorized the support to the market in our new price lists, and consequently we do not expect to have additional requests from the network. On the cost side, the variances regarding 2010 according to the prices negotiated with the suppliers are zero. Consequently, we do not expect pressure on costs this year.
Okay, thank you.
If there are any questions from other participants, please come forward. Next question comes from Mr. Edward Crowley from Exane BNP Paribas. Mr. Crowley, please proceed with your question.
Hi, just a clarification regarding the backlog. So plus 2% for the orders. Could you just indicate what could be the proportion of reorders? What is a typical, what is typically the amount of reorders versus first orders, please? Thank you.
Thank you for the question. It's in the region of 5-10%. It depends on the season and how we are able to segmentate the selling actions.
Okay, thank you.
Next question.
Sorry, just to make sure we have that up. The backlog we have in house now doesn't include any reorders, of course.
May I go ahead, sir?
Yes.
Next question comes from Mr. Stefano Corneliani from Intermonte SIM. Mr. Corneliani, please proceed with your question.
Stefano again. I have a follow-up question on first quarter and I would say first half sales. Tell me if I'm wrong. You said you're expecting the double-digit decline we've seen in Q1 to be more or less confirmed on a semester basis. If this will prove correct, what's the delta, the difference between the order intake you got at minus 7-8% vis-a-vis the minus double digit, I don't know, about 12-13% decline in sales we're going to see in the first half?
Thank you for the question, Mr. Corneliani. Basically, there are three reasons. First of all, the fact that 7.4 including the DOS. Therefore, as you remember, because I think it's a question that you asked back in November, the like-for-like we assume when we entered the order in the system was plus 4. We are running at minus 5.7 to my previous point, and therefore there is no doubt that this creates a delta between the number, the order backlog, and the sales that you see in the books. And that's why we are starting to communicate just a third-party portion and telling you what we assume or what we expect in terms of like-for-like. This is one component. The second component is that we are seeing a very slow flow of reorders in the month of April and for May and June delivery. And this could, to my previous point, worsen a bit the picture that we had on February 26 when we had the backlog versus the base, because again, orders, the order backlog doesn't include the reorders. The third component, again, about the DOS is linked to the number of stores that are assumed in the backlog. I said earlier we lower a bit the number of stores to be opened, and therefore we the fact that we have less stores, we have also volume effect in addition to the like-for-like, which is, if you will, a price effect. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Rod Ozon from Merrill Lynch. Mr. Ozon, please proceed with your question.
Good afternoon. It's actually Antoine Colonna. I just wanted to come back on something you said that was interesting on the various retail metrics, UPTs, average unit prices, and also traffic. Did I understand correctly that so far this year, the only variable that has gone wrong is the traffic, that you have seen higher UPTs and also higher average prices? Is for the clarification. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Colonna, for the question. Your impression is right. We have the sales decline is lower than the traffic decline because of the other metrics that we can hold: conversion rate, UPT, unit per ticket, average selling price, ASP, are growing. Thanks.
Thank you.
No more question at the moment. There is another question from Mr. Andrea Bonfà from Banca Aletti. Mr. Bonfà, please proceed with your question.
Hello, good morning to everybody. My first question is that was the dollar going to remain at 1.25 to the euro? What would be the impact on your gross margin for 2011, if any? And the second question, I do apologize, I lost some of the first part of the conference call. I still didn't get what's the explanation between your, let's say, order intake for spring-summer of minus 7, minus 8, and the actual minus 13 that you reported. If you can just repeat that. Thank you very much.
To the answer I just gave to Mr. Conegliani, 7.4 is the total order backlog, which is composed by the third parties component and the DOS component. And the DOS are valued at the sell-in. So, of course, the sell-in is the DOS component is based on the assumption that the company made in November, October, September of last year about like-for-like of this spring-summer and number of stores to be opened. So there is on an actual basis, there is no match between these assumptions and sell-out, because we are talking about DOS, of course, you have discrepancies. This is the first piece. The second piece, which is a mere timing effect between March and April, but is a factual effect on the H1, on the first half, is the reorders intake, which are not coming through as we expect. And that's why I said I don't expect we will see dramatic improvements of the delta between half one of 2009 and half one of 2010. Thank you for the question.
Next question comes from Miss Laura Leonardelli from UBS. Miss Leonardelli, please proceed with your question.
Laura, just a second. We missed the US dollar answer.
Yep. I beg your pardon, sir.
No problem. We said that the range 130-160 for the US dollar exchange rate versus euro is not so relevant in terms of costs, because we are able to manage the content of the product and also the prices to maintain our margin. In this scenario, given the fact that we will not touch the prices and the positioning of the products in the market, in case of unexpected strong revaluation of the US dollar, maybe we should put more attention to the sourcing of the products in order to reduce the impact in the gross margin. So let's say that 125 is still safe. 110 could put a little bit of pressure in our sourcing department.
Bolzonello speaking, just a more technical, the answer is quite complicated, but basically we have to face that the fact that the leather, that is basically 70% of the cost of the shoe, is generally quoted in euro. So in one side is okay, in the other side, sure that the pressure will be in the dollars because we are paying the cost of transformation and the raw material, the synthetic raw material in US dollar. But as Livio said, we are quite under control within 120 and 150. In this range, there will be no pressure.
Laura, you can go ahead. Thank you.
I have a few questions. Good afternoon, sorry. A few questions about your retail network. I beg your pardon if you have already disclosed these numbers, but I haven't caught it. Could you disclose your store opening plan just for Directly Operated stores and any potential closures in the next quarters? And my second question is, you've mentioned -5.7% like-for-like performance of your retail stores. Is it the current year-to-date performance similar to the first quarter? And what kind of expectations you have included into the mid to high single-digit decline of sales in 2010? And finally, just a clarification. Have you said between 400 and 500 basis points EBITDA margin dilution in the case of mid to high single-digit sales decline, right? Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Leonardelli, for the question. About the store opening plan, my expectation in the entire 2010 is, as I said, 48-50 new stores net. It means 85 openings and 30, as I said, and 35 closings. In the DOS, I have around 8 net openings. So if you think that we opened 7 in the first quarter, we don't expect too many openings. In the franchising area, I have around 63 new stores and 22 closures, so the net is 41, and the underlying license is basically unchanged. So this is the breakdown by, let's say, property. If you would like me to elaborate a bit on geography, I can give you it.
Does this mean that you are going to close 13 directly operated stores?
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, not the DOS. I'm saying 13 in a year. So we have already 8 closed in the first half, in the first quarter. So the number is, and I tell you, we have the 3 stores in US that are going to be closed in the very last in December, and we have another one in New York City. In upstate New York, and I have one store in California that is closing as well. So, from a timing standpoint, they are in the remaining the balance of the year, but are part of a plan which has been initiated a few last year, and we just agree with the landlords this time frame. About the like-for-like, minus 5.7 is the year-to-date March. I think it's a bit misleading to talk about year-to-date of at the end of week 18. That's why we said let's give the spring-summer, because spring-summer is what there is in store, and I think it's pretty interesting. And it's the real metrics that we are looking at in order to understand how the collection is flowing out of the store. And to my previous description, the number is minus 2% with articulation I gave you.
Thank you.
Um,
The last point, it's about the 400-500 EBITDA bracket. This is given the assumption that sales are in mid to high single-digit decrease. Thank you for the question.
Next question comes from Mr. Rod Ozon from Merrill Lynch. Mr. Ozon, please proceed with your question.
Hello, it's again a little clarification. Could you update us on what is your full-year CapEx budget on the back of what you've done so far? Thank you.
Thank you. It's 45 million in total, full year. 35 million are the store's investment. Mainly focused on renovation. We launched a huge, an important project of refreshing the layouts and then the store formats, and more than the new stores, to the point I was making earlier. And the balance is IT and molds, which are manufacturing investments, let's say. Thanks.
Thank you.
No more questions at the moment. If there are any other questions, please come forward. The control room confirmed there are no more questions.
Let me thank for all the interesting questions. The next conference call on H1 2010 results will be on July 29. In any case, if you have further questions, please refer to Marina, Livio or myself. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference call is over. Thank you for attending JOX call.